We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov B'Vidchus Elio. We are in Erech in Perek Zayin Mishnah Gilma. We continue our discussion of the Sde Achuza. Now the Torah says regarding the Sde Achuza, V'im lo yigal es hasadeh. Let's say the one who was makdashit, the one who owned this ancestral piece of land, he was makdashit to the Beis HaMikdash, and he did not redeem it. If he redeems it within before Yovel, so then it never leaves his hands in Yovel. It comes back to his family, and it belongs to him. But let's say he does not redeem it. V'machar es hasadeh l'shacher. Let's say the gizbar sold this to someone else. So then the pasuk says, lo yigael od, it can no longer be redeemed. And then the pasuk says, v'haya hasadeh b'tzeiso b'yovel kodesh l'ashem k'sdei acherim. That field, when it leaves in the year of Yovel, literally, it's kodesh, l'kohen t'yachuz oso. So we learn from this pasuk that if the original owner redeems it from hekdesh, that which was makdash the Sde Achuza before Yovel, the property is now goes back to him, to his family. But let's say he does not redeem it before Yovel, so then he will lose his rights to that land, and the land will now in Yovel go to the Kohanim. It becomes their ancestral rights. That's what the pasuk says. It says Lakoin Tiachuza so becomes the Tiachuza of the Kohanim. So our Mishnah is going to discuss this halacha regarding being makdish something Tiachuza when it reverts back to the original owner and when it becomes the Tiachuza of the Kohanim. Hikdisho Ga'ala, he was makdish his Tiachuza and he redeemed it before Yovel. So then it doesn't leave his possession when Yovel comes to divide it among the Kohanim. We'll see which Kohanim divide it up. So therefore, he gets to keep it. But and Ga'alabino. And if, let's say, his son, the son of the owner of this land, of the Sde Achuza, redeemed it, so then Yotzala Aviv by Yovel. So then it will go back to the father in Yovel. We consider, meaning he didn't redeem it, but his son redeemed it. So we consider the son, regarding certain halachos, a son has the same status as the father. This is true when it comes to Yud, which is marrying a Jewish maidservant. Could be the father, could be the son. Regarding retaining an ownership of an Eved Ivri, also the son and the father really have the same status. So therefore, even though the original owner did not redeem it before Yovel, the fact that the son redeemed it, so that keeps it in the family. And it won't go to the Kohanim. Then, so once again, Ga'alabino, Yotza, La'aviv, by Yovel, the father, it will come to the father in Yovel as well, and he therefore gets to keep it. Ga'alacher, but let's say someone else redeems it. So the pasuk says, and we quoted the pasuk, it says, V'machar es hasadeh l'ishacher. The gizbar, the treasurer, sold it to someone else, another person. The son is not considered an ishacher, but really someone else, it was redeemed it. So, o echad min akrovim, or even a person that is a relative to the original owner, but not to his son, someone other than his son. So Ga'alacher, someone else redeemed it. The gizbar, this treasurer, sold it to someone else before Yovel. Or one of the krovim, even a family member, but it was not his son. So then, and then the original owner redeemed it or purchased it from this person, either the family member who's not his son or the just complete stranger who redeemed it. So Eina Yotzo Miado Bayovel. Now the field does not leave the possession of the one who was makdashit, this original owner, to be divided the among the Kohanim, which means the following. It seems from the simple reading in the Mishnah that this is the same halacha. It says Eina Yotzo Miado Bayovel, the same way we said before, Hikdisho Gala Eni Yotzo Miado Bayovel. Sounds like it's the same halacha. And the reading of the Mishnah, the way we have it, that's what it says. The point is, it's not going to leave the possession of the one who was Makdashit originally to now to be divided amongst the Kohanim, since he repurchased it before Yovel came. So it doesn't matter even that he didn't redeem it and his son didn't redeem it. A stranger redeemed it. But as long as he repurchased it from that stranger, from that Karov, who was not his son before the Yovel year, so he gets to keep it as if he redeemed it himself. That is the version of that we have in this Mishnah, Eino Yotzo Biyadov Yovel. However, the Gemara has another version. The Gemara actually says, in this case, Yotzo Biyadov Yovel. According to this, the original owner has to redeem the property from the Beis HaMikdash himself if he wants to keep the rights to it. Once it was sold to a stranger, not his son, it doesn't matter that he repurchased it. He loses his rights to it. And that doesn't mean that he's able to keep it when the Yovel year comes. Eino Yotzo Miyado BaYovel means that now it will go to the hands of the Kohanim. Then the Mishnah says, Ga'ala Echad Min HaKohanim, Arei Tachas Yado. Let's say you have the following. Kohen redeemed the field from the Beis HaMikdash. Now Yovel arrives. It's still in his possession. So the Kohen knows, well, since it was not redeemed by the original owner, I have it now. And even according to one of the versions that it would revert back to the original owner if he purchased it from me, but he didn't. Now the Yovel comes. Now it's in my hand. So he'll say, well, it's coming to me anyway. I'm a Kohen. Lo yomar ho will vihi yotza la kohanim by Yovel avarei techa tachas yodi harei sheli. He says to himself like this, since it leaves, it goes out of the Kohanim the Yovel year anyway, it's already my possession. So why should I, there's nothing, no need for me to do anything. I should be able to keep it. No, Ela Yotza L'chol L'chol B'Kohanim. Not true. The Kohen who has this property doesn't have any claim more than anybody else. What happens? It leaves his possession as well and is divided equally by the Kohanim. Now, who are the Kohanim? So he may not get any part of it because we assume that the Kohanim are going to divide it are the Kohanim of that Mishmar, which is that watch, which serves when Yovel comes. And there were 24 Mishmaros of Kohanim, and each family would serve approximately for 2 weeks at a time. We have some of the names, Yarev, Yedaya, some of the names we have actually in the kinos of the families of the Kohanim. And each, so you have 24 Mishmaros, about 2 weeks a year is when they would serve. So whichever is the Kohanim, whichever watch is serving that Mishmar, is serving when the Yovel comes, maybe it's the Yom Kippur of Yovel, some Rishonah, maybe Rosh Hashanah of Yovel, when the year comes, those are the ones who are going to divide up this Stei Achuzah and becomes theirs, part of their family. Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Higia Yovel Velo Nigala. He, the Yovel Yo, comes, and the Beis HaMikdash had this Stei Achuzah. It was not redeemed by the original owner, where it would go back to his family. It wasn't redeemed by a stranger, where we say it would become that of the Kohanim when Yovel comes. Says the Mishnah, HaKohanim Nichnasim L'socha V'nostim Es Dameha, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Kohanim of the Mishmar serves when the Yovel comes, as we mentioned. They enter the property and they take possession of it. It becomes theirs, becomes now a Stei Achuzah of theirs. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Nostim Es Dameha, they have to pay for it. Now, what do they pay? So Rabbi Yehuda believes they pay that famous fixed rate of the chomer for each core. We remember that a chomer zera sorim chavishtim shekel kasef, 50 shekel per base core of the land, and that's what they pay the Beis HaMikdash. That's right. Now, where does Rabbi Yehuda learn it from? Why do they have to pay that fixed amount? Maybe they should pay just the market value of this land. So he learns the gzera shavah. The pasuk says v'ish ki akdish es beiso kodesh. That's about consecrating a house. And here, the Hayaha Sadeh Bitseso Vayovel Kodesh Lashem. So the word Kodesh is written in both of these cases. So what does the Gzeira Shavah teach us? Just like when it comes to when you makdish your house. So that will not leave the Beis HaMikdash without paying, because there's no halacha that a house goes to the Kohanim. So obviously you have to pay for it in order to redeem it from the Beis HaMikdash. So since we connect our halacha of this Stei Achuzah to the Yakdish Es Beiso from Kodesh Kodesh, so the same way, the house will never be redeemed, never leave the hands of Hekdesh without paying. So too, you also have to pay. How much are you going to pay? So he claims, well, you should be paying what typically you do for a Stei Achuzah, and that is that fixed amount, the 50 shekel per base core. Rabbi Shimon Omer Nichnasim Avalo Nostim. He says the Kohanim will take over the property when it comes to Yovel, but they don't pay anything. Why is that so? So he learns another Gzeirah Shavah. It says Kodesh Yul Hashem La Kohen, but it also uses the word Kodesh regarding the Kivsei Atzeres. Here, the Baritun actually spells it all out. He says, Degomar Kodesh Kodesh Mi Kivsei Atzeres. What is Kivsei Atzeres? So along with the Shtei HaLechem, which we bring on Shavuos, which seems to be completely unrelated to this, we have Kivsei HaTzeis, we have two sheep that are brought as well. These are the only Shlomim that have the status of Kashei Kashim, we may remember all the way back from Zvachim. Dechsiv Behu says the Bar Tanura, you notice it says, Kodesh Yu LaShem LaKohen. Mahasam Bechinam Afkan Bechinam. Just like over there, what's Bechinam? So he says the Shavuos, these sheep offerings are holy. They're given to the Kohanim, they get to eat them as Shlomim, and they don't pay for it. So too, Kodesh Kodesh, they shouldn't have to pay for this as well. Now, why would Rabbi Shimon connect it more to this than to one who's Makdish one's house? That is, being Makdish's house sounds very similar to being Makdish's Shtei Achuza. So why are we learning from Kivsei HaTzeis? So he says, "Ditarvayu me estrim va'arba matanos kuhuna." He says both of these, this halacha of the Shtei Achuza that comes to them in Yovel, if it was not redeemed. So that's one of the 24 gifts of Kohanim. And the Kivsei HaTzeres are one of the 24 gifts of the Kohanim. That's the better to learn from there than the one who's Makdish's house, that's never given to the Kohanim as a gift. So therefore, why should I learn from there? Rabbi Yehuda says the Bar Tanura, No, he says, makes more sense to make the Gzeres from the Kodesh Kodesh from Shtei Achuza to one who consecrates his house, because they both kachim that go to the temple treasury, below Nelaf and the Kivsei HaTzeres, Shem Kachim Mizbeach. Why should I live from Kivsei HaTzeres? Those are things that go on Mizbeach. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about here, which are things that are given to the temple treasury, to Bet HaGabayis, and not brought as Karbanos at all. So far we have two opinions. We have Rabbi Huda's opinion, who says that you have to pay for the Kohanim when the Yovel year comes. They enter the Shtei Achuza, which had not been redeemed, which was the hands of the Gizbar. They now divided up the Mishmar, who's now serving at that time in the beginning of the Yovel year, but they have to pay for it. What do they pay? They pay the fixed amount, 50 shekel kesef, for each chomer, for each base core. 75,000 square amas. Rabbi Shimon says they can enter, they take, but they don't have to pay for it. Why? We learn from Kivsei HaTzeres, it's a gift. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo nichnasim, lo nostim. Not only do they not have to pay, but they can't even enter. Meaning, when the Yovel year comes and the field had not been redeemed, the Kohanim don't take possession of it, even if they would pay for it. He says something that's been, that was makdash to the base on Mikdash, has to be redeemed. At some point, it cannot, it's not going to go to the Kohanim in the Yovel year. El Nikre Stei Retushim, we call it an abandoned field, Ad HaYovel HaSheni, till the next Yovel, which means we give a chance. What do you mean it's a Stei Retushim? We announce, this is an abandoned field. Hopefully someone will come and redeem it. And then, after it's redeemed, so then it can be given to the Kohanim by the end of the next Yovel. Higiyah HaYovel HaSheni, Velo Nigala, no one redeemed it even within the next 50 years. Nikreis Retushim, a very abandoned field, doubly abandoned, Ad HaYovel HaShlishi, till the third. We need someone to redeem it. La'olam Eina Kohanim Nechnasim L'Socha, Kohanim cannot enter, Achi Galenu Acher, until someone else redeems it. Then says the Barat Tanura, Ukshetetze Miyado Biyo, yet once it leaves his hand in the Yovel, then the Kohanim can enter, after it leaves the hand of the one who redeemed it. But if it was never redeemed, never goes to the hands of the Kohanim, even if they would pay for it. What's the basis of Rabbi Eliezer? Says the Bar Tanur, but time of the Rabbi Eliezer, Dechsiv, it says, regarding the Shtei Achuza, V'haya HaSadeh B'Tzeiso B'Yovel Kodesh. Teitzei, to leave, Mashbek Etshe Teitzei Miyada Goel, it sounds like the language we're using is, it has to leave the same way any piece of land leaves a person's possession to go back to the original owner in the year of Yovel. Same thing. Only then will it go to the Kohanim. Meaning it has to leave the hands of someone else, of a human being, not Hektish, not the institution of Hektish, not the Beis HaMikdash, in order for it to go to the Kohanim. Same way when it comes to Yovel, when it comes to a regular house, a regular field, what happens? So when the field goes back to the original owner, from whom? Someone who purchased it. That's a human being who bought it. So if you have a human being who redeemed it from the Beis HaMikdash, this Shtei Achuza that the owner was makdash to the Beis HaMikdash, someone redeemed it, then it will leave his hands in Yovel to go to the Kohanim. But if it was never in anyone's hands, it was still in the hands of Hekdesh, it will not leave to go to the Kohanim, it must be redeemed by someone.